Hey guys, this is Devendra, an intelligent analyst, and I'm back with another book review and analysis today. I'll be talking about Do Epic Shit by Ankur Variku. Books have been the source of enlightenment since the inception of human race on Earth, and it is still considered to be one of the best assets to possess. There are books available on almost every subject, but the most sold and read are self-help books. There has not been a single influential human being who was not inspired or driven by some book, even if it is Bhagavad Gita from Mahatma Gandhi, Civil Disobedience from Martin Luther King Jr., Mayer Swiss General Motors for Bill Gates, or The Power of Positive Thinking for me. While hundreds of books coming out in the market every day, only few would make an impact. But what is the goal of an author? To be a bestseller? Or simply to share their knowledge with the masses? In that long list of books that made an impact, we have another edition named Do Epic Shit by Ankur Variku. I know the title is funny and compelling, but what about the content within? Is it really worth your time or money? Let's find out. Author: Ankur Variku is an internet content creator, author, mentor, and former CEO of Groupon India Business and Nearby.com. However, he is way more than that. He's a father of two and husband to a beautiful wife. He has been creating informative content on internet for years now, but really grew his numbers in last 2 years when he finally understood the internet game and analytics. Now he is everywhere, from YouTube, Spotify, blogs, to time management courses, mentor and motivational speaker. I'm sure you would have seen his ads too on YouTube or other platforms. He has a soothing voice, analytical mind, and charming smile to attract his audience. And as the consumer of his content, I can say that he is really good. The positives. The very first thing that I liked about Do Epic Shit by Ankur Variku is the readability of the content within. The language is plain and simple. No use of heavy words, no big paragraphs that can lose your interest at the very first sight. Any ordinary individual with a minimal knowledge of the language will be able to understand everything. The book is an easy read and will exceed the expectations. There was a smart use of thought-provoking one-liners throughout the book to compel readers to dive deep and think about what they had just read. Ankur did not shy away from calling a spade and gave bitter pills to make readers understand what is right or wrong. And this does not stop at what he asks his readers to do or follow. Ankur is brutally honest about his own mistakes and failures too. He talked about the decisions he made, whether right or wrong, and the impact they had on his life. His attitude and gratitude about his failures in life would come as a cold breeze and pass through courage to deal with our own failures. He would provide proper reasoning and logic behind each suggestion, and you will be able to understand that where this advice is coming from and how important it is to know that. He talked about forming habits and how important it is to ask questions. He rightly said that if you did not ask, then the answer would always be no. He emphasized on keeping learning from mistakes and take notes to refer in the future to sustain the growth. One thing that the author really despises is indecisiveness. Author believes that taking no decision is itself a decision, and it would often lead to unexpected problems. We would work on our decision-making skills and take a decision with data, logic, heart, and mind. Ankur suggests to stay practical and professional towards whatever work you do and make these ethics part of your personality. He talked about his own financial and professional journey and advised his readers to start investing and planning finances as early as possible and with whatever amount you can afford. The beginning of the journey is the most important part. You learn the rest of the stuff along the way. Eventually, Ankur Variku would open about his personal life, his parents, wife and kids. He's really grateful towards his family and talked about the mistakes he did while growing up and in understanding his parents. He feels indebted towards them and stress on the importance of the family. The part I loved the most was his letters to his kids, Vidur and Usma. I believe everyone should write such letters to their kids. These are basically parenting crash course that I wished I could send to everyone. he showed a mirror to the readers with two epic shifts. Now it is up to us if you want to clear the dust from the mirror or us. Negatives. The entire book looks like reading a Twitter thread from Ankur's account. He does not really go deep into any subject and keep moving from one to another even before establishing a connect with the subject. The book is more of his own life story, or we can see the reflection of it. I have seen it in his interviews while he was talking about Do I Picture that you can start this book from anywhere, anytime. That however is true, but to have a greater connect with the reader, you've got to go deep in the subject. Conclusion. I'll give 4.5 out of 5 stars to Do I Picture. I simply loved it and would recommend each one of you to give it a go. It is an easy read, even if you are not an avid book reader. This will hit a lot of chords and will give you a path to move forward. For me, Do I Picture is a stone that hurt my feet in order to wake me up from my thoughts while I was walking on a road mindlessly and about to fall hard in a dark pit. Please tell me about your thoughts on Do I Picture. Did you find this blog helpful? Do you have any book suggestions for me? Please give it a like, subscribe and share. This is again Devendra, an intelligent analyst. Thank you for listening.